forgotten glory, a call to remember.
Sing the mother of God to me, and with your words of love.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, good morning. My name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Thank you for listening Word of Eternal Life Ministries. Today we are going through tremendous struggle in today's world. We are having issues, scary, difficult, frightening situations. We are hearing from terrorism, war, all kind of things are going on today. Now Jesus talked about the end of the times in the gospel in Matthew 24 and also in the book of Gospel of Luke. So we are living in a time which is very scary and dangerous, like the world is giving no peace, no comfort, nothing to anyone. We are living at the end of times. In last days, these are the last days, and time from Christ's ascension to heaven and to his glorious return is counted in the Christian calendar or Christian faith as the end times. Now I wanted to tell you how the evil, murderous, violence behavior entered in our universe and into our earth where the man was first created and God has placed human beings on the planet earth. In Matthew chapter 24 verse 37 to 39 we read that like this from the New International Version, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Now we read the same message in chapter 17, verse 26 onwards in the Gospel of Luke. And the last days we are living. Now we are talking of Jesus was mentioning the time of Noah. There were approximately 1600 years had passed since God created Adam and Eve. In Genesis 1:26 to verse 27, let me read that Genesis verse here to you. Chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, where it said, "From God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground." And God made man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So what happens after the creation? We know Adam and Eve fell from the glory. They disobeyed God from the book of Genesis chapter 3. And continuation of Adam's generation, Adam had a son named Cain and then another son named Abel. Now we see the evil has entered into the earth already through the satanic influence. The ruler of today's world, which we call the prince of the world, said by Jesus, the Satan or Lucifer. Now, we long forgotten at the time the righteous sacrifice of Abel. Lord saw the wickedness on the earth was great and every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, we read that the man's intentions and desires were all evil. Everything is evil. Whoever Noah was found, however, that in the eyes of the Lord as a righteous man, and he found grace before God. The humanity became very violent, wicked, and very difficult to live in peaceful manner. There was very aggressive behavior, very violent behavior, and we know that time God decided, now what is going on in over the world? Now, right now, we have been a little bit of peace after the pandemic, which was COVID-19. Now, from end of 2018, somewhere started getting the pandemic increased in its maximum, 2019 and 2020, also 2021. Now, 23, by the time we got to 23, around 3.5 years, it kind of settled. You know, less people started coming for vaccinations in the clinics and in the pharmacies. So the vaccination kind of settled, and then there was more vaccination administered for certain conditions. Other than that, it was kind of settled and people kind of got some kind of peace. Now, all of a sudden, as the world was getting into a little peace and getting back to normal, the businesses, some started opening more international trade, and everything was going to happen little by little. There you go, we have the Satan rise in big power. He worked into the Russian president, Putin. What we call his name is Vladimir Putin. He decided to take out the peace of the earth. He attacked a peaceful nation for whatever reason he has decided, or whatever he was planning to, but there was no war. All of a sudden he created this horrendous war, which killing millions of people, children displaced, parents lost, some the husbands have to go in the army, the moms and little kids running away. You know, this is taking the peace and tranquility, quietness and comfort of the people of the world, and it affected, you know, transportation of food and grains and all the international trade from that area, everything became an issue, and Satan is preparing very well. He prepared and he assaulted the innocent children and people. So Satan was in job, in his work. He's never resting. He has no need to rest. His plan is destroy the humanity, continuous bombardment on the human life, whatever reason he raised, people such as, you know, Stalin, Lenin, Mao Tse-tung, you know, before that we had Hitler, Mussolini. No, we have dictatorship, and all these dictators, a sort of preeminent demonic satanic evil, which is going to happen at the end, to continue to the end, the rise of the beast, the rise of the Antichrist, the one who will take the peace away from the planet. Praise God. Now, all these people were sort of preeminent to the big of the evil going to come to the planet. Praise God. Russia is increasingly supported by armaments by other evil leaders, right, such as Iran, North Korea, Venezuela. No, this is not a political speech, but I am saying the fact, what is showing, what we see every day. And also Venezuela. All these countries are led by dictators, sort of dictators, sort of people who wanted to wipe out the other human race. Whatever reason, why the devil, Satan's ultimate plan is injecting hatred, anger, and devastating behavior on these leaders. So it is an economic and political and militaristic power, all of a sudden this happening. Now, as it is going on, we are trying to find solution, the world leaders and our government, all of a sudden, a peaceful nation being attacked. Israel celebrating 2023's Rosh Hashanah on Friday, September 15, 2023 to September 17, 2023. See, this is a 2 weeks festival on October 7th, after the wonderful worship and fellowship they had and the festival, there was a terrorist attack immediately on the 7th of October. Israel was attacked and hundreds, thousands of people being killed. Where is all this coming from? This is all coming from nobody else other than the person called devil or Satan or the Lucifer, who rules over the powers of his dominion. Now, what is Rosh Hashanah? Why is it celebrated? It is one of the most high holidays Jewish in the Jewish calendar, a 10-day period that ends in Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur, the way I pronounce could be a little different, the holiest day of the Jewish year given by God. On Rosh Hashanah, Jews from all over the world celebrate God's creation of the world. Isn't that beautiful? Now, we all should celebrate this because God has created the universe, praise God, and God created the earth as a part of this wonderful universe that beautifully established humankind. Now, we know what happened from there, praise the Lord. I mean, look at the time Satan chose to attack. Peaceful, blessed, after worshipping God of the universe for creations. And then there is Yom Kippur, which is standing for the ultimate sacrifice, or which was the image of the salvation sacrifice which was conducted by the Messiah. Even though a lot of the majority Jewish nation does not accept so far Christ, who Jesus was, but he did the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. He had a sacrifice of taking our sins away from us. And once you believe in Jesus Christ, God take your sins away. You become a new creation. You will have the Holy Spirit work in you and me, and we became a new creation and we became the children of God. Then also there is the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, and the person who is Christ, he will be sacrificed on the cross, which is Christ. Amen. Now, in the Yom Kippur, they have selected two animals, either two lambs, two goats, or two pigeon, or two birds, which is holy as God's command. And one will be sacrificed and the other one will be taken out and sent into the wilderness, which talks about one died for your sin, and the other one shows that your sins have been removed from you forever, far away from you. Now, what has happened here, after the celebration, which is talking about the Christ's sacrifice, and the Orthodox Jews still celebrate it, and now what happened is they have been attacked immediately after this. Now, what is happening this is the work of nobody else other than the devil. Now, we blame people for everything, but who is running the game? It is Satan who runs the game. Now, where did this originate? In this message, I like to give you a little glimpse of the origin of the evil which entered the universe. First of all, I would like to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 14. In Isaiah chapter 14, God has written the scripture. In the scripture, there is a part which talks about the fall of the one of the majestic angel whose name was Lucifer. Now, in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, here it says how the Satan has fallen from God's presence. Amen. From verse 3, on the day the Lord gives you relief from suffering and turmoil and cruel bondage, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end, an oppressor. How his fury has ended. The Lord had broken the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, which is anger, which in anger struck down peoples with unceasing blows, and in fury subdued nations with relentless aggression. All the lands are at rest and at peace. They break into singing, even the pine trees and the cedars of Lebanon exult over you and say, now what you have been laid low, no woodsman comes to cut us down. The grave below is all astir to meet you at your coming. It rouses the spirit of the departed to greet you. Amen. Now it goes beyond, and then we see the verse 12. I don't want to read the whole thing, but I read verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn, you have been cast down to the earth. You have once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you were brought down to the grave, the depths of pit. Now, just for the time's sake, I am stopping right here. Now, when we read from the verse 3, it was talking about the king of Babylon. Basically, it was Nebuchadnezzar. Now, God was angry to Nebuchadnezzar because of all the things he has wickedly done when God allowed him to conquer nations and rule them. He almost wiped out them, destroyed them. He put horrible things on their life, and they were suffered greatly that Nebuchadnezzar did what he was not allowed by God to do. Now, why is Nebuchadnezzar or the king of Babylon was mentioned here? Because it is an allegory or a simile type of Satan. Nebuchadnezzar, he became under the influence of demons, satanic forces of evil. He became a simile, similar to Lucifer. Now, you see, when this prophecy addresses two events, one, the fall of the angel who was Lucifer from heaven, from the throne, when the place he was able to reach God's throne and worship him, supposedly we study that Lucifer was an archangel. He was one of the angels who supposedly facing the throne of God. There were three angels on the Ark of the Covenant, and on the Ark of the Covenant, which Moses have been instructed to prepare, was just like the presence of God in heaven. It says in the book of Hebrews, when Moses was instructed by God in the mountain, where he was at the Mount Sinai with God, God has given him perfect and very clear instructions that the temple he's going to build, which is going to be the place of worship for when they were traveling, and the tent meeting, and inside there was this prepared, this place called Most Holy Place, a holy place, and all the, and then the outside court and the altars. So in the Most Holy Place, they placed this Ark of the Covenant, where they had kept the holiest things in the heaven, in that ark, I'm sorry. Now, in between those two angels, in the Ark of the Covenant, on the top of the Ark of the Covenant is the mercy seat. When God, Israel have festivals, different times, all the festivals are talking about the about their prayers, and they are going to be talking and blessing God, and then God rises to bless them. Now, this is the position. He was an archangel who was created in the book of Ezekiel. If we go and read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, Ezekiel chapter 28, that we can read that how this same thing has been written over there concerning the fall of Lucifer. Amen. In the fall of Lucifer took place, and two prophets are writing about it. In the first one, in the book of Isaiah, he was comparing Lucifer to the pride and arrogance of and the murderous behavior of the king of Babylon. Here, the prophet is talking in Ezekiel, comparing him with the king of Tyre. Now, it says, in the pride your heart you say, I am a god, I sit on the throne of God in the heart of seas. But you are a man, not a god, though you think you are as wise as God. Are you wiser than Daniel? Is in no secret hidden from you, but your wisdom and understanding you have gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. Now this is talking about directly to the king of Tyre. Now Tyre was a city on the ocean, such a great city. It was powerful by economy of the travels and trades on the Mediterranean from many nations. Now the devil who ruled over the king of Tyre, I mean, he is similar in nature, and the king's attitude was similar in nature to Lucifer. In verse 6 says, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says, when you think you are wise, as a god, I am going to bring foreigners against you, and ruthless nations they will bring. And now even the same Nebuchadnezzar Babylon have destroyed the main major cities and major part of Tyre. As you look in the history, then afterwards Alexander the Great came and he completely destroyed Tyre. Now the Tyrians packed up and left on their ships and everything to the nearby island, but they thought they can escape. But Alexander made a bridge to connect that island, and he went over and his army destroyed that island as well. So word of God says how the Tyre, the city, and they will be destroyed. So how this God's judgment came on a wicked king of Tyre. Amen. And it says, you will die a violent death, and in the heart of the seas will you then say, I am a god. In the presence of those who kill you, you will be built a man, not a god. You will die the death of the uncircumcised. Now, this is comparing, in the next part of the prophecy, verse 12, second part of verse 12, is talking directly about Lucifer. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty in your... You were in Eden. the garden of God, where precious stone adorn you, ruby, topaz, emerald, chrysolite, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl, your settings and mountings were glad of God. Now you can read this portion from Ezekiel chapter 28, that Nabal, who was pride, and he was pride about his, and he tried to be equal to God. He challenged God. In a sense, we believe he must have been the king of the earth, the original earth, and the earth fell into darkness after the war between angels of God and Lucifer. And Michael was told, and his angels together, they fought the Lucifer, and one third of the elders who joined him. And there's a lot more to talk about the fall of Lucifer. He brought down the wickedness in the universe first time. The enmity, anger, hatred, the rebellion, and murderous behavior and violence is arised from him, and he has brought this violence into humanity. Now what happens when Adam and Eve sin? The behavior and attitudes of demons, satanic forces of evil from Lucifer enter into the behaviors of humanity. We became same. We became wicked. We became murderous, hatred, arrogance, anger, all these things. Now what happens right after that? A brother kills his own brother. A murder happens right in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. Dear friends, we have to come to the cross. Anybody who is angry, anybody who is having murderous nature, the only solution of Jesus Christ. Only solution in Jesus Christ, he forgiven all humanity for their sins. Now we want to ask you to listen to this message, those who are listening. We wanted to ask you to come to the cross from this and pray for Israel. Pray for the nation's peace. Pray for our country, the United States of America, and all the murderous natures of humanity should go away. If you have any questions, please email to me. My email address is chackov@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, please send that to me. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Christ, the blessed one, the Israel.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p.peter.robert.chackov@gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
It's never fast enough.